Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 1, 2015. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we join the rest of the world in commemorating World AIDS Day.
So let's get talking, everyone, on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. And on Twitter, we are on the handle VOA Studio 7. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, if you want to get live on air, you can give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, we are streaming live on the internet. You can head over right now to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also you can find the stream on voandebele.com.
Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating World AIDS Day as thousands of people, including experts and activists, continued to hunker down at a conference in Harare, seeking ways to curb and contain the spread of HIV/AIDS. Addressing the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Harare, ICASA, Health Minister David Parire Nyatwa said Zimbabwe has managed to suppress the prevalence of HIV to 15% with its vigorous approach to treatment.
But some activists complain they are forced to buy expensive ARVs from pharmacies because of the non-availability at government health facilities. The focus at the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa today in Harare was on infants and adolescents in line with the theme of getting the infection rate to zero. Statistics show that 7,000 young girls between the ages of 14 and 24 are infected every week on the African continent.
Lechora njani mthwakazi omuhle mahlabezulu eZimbabwe kudibana lokho kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje kungolwesibili lapho esibambana khona lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekunanzeni ilanga le-World AIDS Day. Leli langa liza kulo mhlangano omkhulu eZimbabwe owezwekazi le-Africa othiwa yi-ICASA lapho ingcwethi odokotela abaphila legciwane le-HIV kanye lozulu nje jikelele abahlangana khona becebisana ngendlela zokuvikela ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-HIV bedinga njalo amaqhinga okwelapha lo mkhuhlane. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje li ungaba mhlawumbe uphila legciwane le-HIV ekhaya kumbe unakekela ophila laleli gciwane. Sitshayele ucingo sixoxe size ukubana uphila njani, mhlawumbe ungathanda ukucebisa abanye ngalo mkhuhlane ngendlela zokuphila kuhle. Kwaziwayo watereri kusangana uku muchirongwa che The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidigi, nasi nasi guri zuwa re World AIDS Day. Apo tiri kubatana ne dzimwe nyika dzepasi rese kurangarira kana kuti kukoshesa zuva iri. Naizvozvo ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo pachirongwa nhasi. Uyezve zuva iri riri kuuya apo vanhu vakawanda vanodarika 4,500 delegates vachisangana kumusangano weCASA kuHarare uko kwavari kutsvaga matano kudzivirira kupararira kweHIV. Uye vachitaura nhasi kumusangano uyu Health Minister David Parire Nyatwa vakurudzira vanhu kuti vazvibate uye nyika dzese dzibatane pakutsvaga matano ekurwisana neutachiwana weHIV.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, then, Tunga. And of course, as you mentioned, there are hundreds and thousands, excuse me, of delegates who are currently in Harare. And as we know, yesterday and today, the conference itself was going on. And yesterday, the World Health Organization tabled a new antiretroviral therapy guidelines in Tunga, which are designed to meet the 1990-90 treatment target of 2020. Now, when we talk about the 1990-90 in Tunga, that is the target that many countries are hoping to meet, where they're saying a target of 90% know their HIV status, 90% are on treatment, and 90% with a viral load suppression by 2020. And those new guidelines by WHO, of course, are saying that you can be given treatment for HIV regardless of your CD4 count.
Indeed. Let's give out some statistics from the National AIDS Council, who are saying that an estimated number of people living with HIV in Zimbabwe is 1.3 million. And, of course, they are saying the prevalence as of now is 15%. The deaths from HIV nationally per year, that is estimated at 63,853. And the number of people in need of antiretroviral therapy, that's 905,000, which is almost a million.
Mm-hmm.
And adults on ART treatment, that's 76%, which is 618,000. Children on ARV therapy is 46,319, which is 40%, 40.5 rather. And they are saying that the estimated number of HIV and AIDS orphans is 889,000, which is almost a million.
Mm-hmm. Tunga, and of course, we do know that HIV has no boundaries and it does not stay away from any particular demographic. But of course, today this is the youth show, and we will be focusing on young people and the issue of HIV and AIDS. And one of the main issues that we have seen in Tunga, of course, from even doctors, even activists, are saying that globally the new infection rate has gone up. And of course, Zimbabwe is among those who are having that particular issue. But of course, in Tunga, I'm hearing that we have our two guests who's on the line with us.
Indeed. We have our first guest, Dr. Vengesai Chimininge. Dr. Chimininge, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
We are fine. Thank you so much for joining us. And we also have on another line, Mr. Muzimkulu Nyoni, HIV AIDS activist from Bulawayo. Mr. Nyoni, good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. And Doctor, we'll start off with you. Thank you for joining us. You are currently at the ICASA conference. Can you just give us an update of today's proceedings and what you saw going on today?
There is a lot of activities that are actually taking place in various sessions. And there are some guests from various parts of the country who are in here, who are also presenting their papers, and you find that the slogan is actually about 90% reduction by 2030.
And okay, proceed, Doctor. I wanted to jump in with a question there, but proceed, then I'll come in.
Yeah, and we are actually, for the past 2 days, you find that it was actually even given a wide coverage in terms of media. But because there are a lot of activities that are also taking place in the country, you find that in the media, there are also some issues which are also pertinent which they are also looking at. But when it comes to the issue of HIV and AIDS on the health, World Health Day, you find that it seems as if people are actually seeing that the dream is actually coming true, because most of the targets, people are actually seeing that they can actually manage and be able to have zero infection, especially mother to child transmission, like what actually happened in countries like Cuba. And because of that, people are so ahead, and they are now seeing that this is almost like a miracle that is actually happening, because most of the people were thinking that this might not be in our generation. And this is what I can say at the moment.
Okay, thank you there, Dr. Chiminenge. Please do stay on the line. Ngize kuwe Nyoni khona ngapho. Nxa sikhangela umkhuhlane we-AIDS eminyakeni elitshumi edluleyo, nxa siqathanisa lakathesi ngo-2015, sikhangela indlela abantu abaphila ngayo, ukutholakala kwamaphilisi, kuyini osokuguqukile?
Kubonakala kakhulu ukuthi at least abantu abaningi sebesanele ukuthi bana bathole i-treatment ye-HIV noma antiretroviral drugs. Even though kula ma-challenges since the past 10 years, kuthathe ukuthi bakhona ku-treatment, but kumele babe ngabantu abanele ukuthi bana ba-access ama-full services e-HIV afana le-testicles lakho zikwazi uba khona, kube lama-available services e-CD4 count, ama-viral loads. Lama-service bathi bathole ukubana isikhathi esiningi ama-service onala kuma-service centers akhona, ama-clinics or hospitals, half the time they are not available, nabantu sokumele bayebhadala kuma-private labs nakwezindawo lapho nabantu abanelizweni lethu nomumo okhona abanele ukuthi bana bayekwenza khonokho.
I thank you there, Mr. Nyoni. Of course, in Tunga, there are some statistical updates for 2015, which focus, of course, on what we'd like to focus on, adolescent and children treatment. And of course, as we mentioned earlier, the global infection rates amongst young people is increasing. They are also saying here that 60% in reduction of AIDS-related deaths have happened since 2000. But they're also seeing that young people, in particular in Africa, as UNICEF pointed out, we saw last week, that the deaths of adolescent-aged children is starting to increase. Many different reasons why: issue of treatment, issue of taking the treatment, and also, issue of knowing their personal status.
Tizoke kwamuri Dr. Chiminenge, tichi tarisa kuti chirwere cheAIDS chiri kupararira zvikuru, kana kuti prevalence iri kukwira among maadolescents kune vechidiki. Sachiremba, ndezvipi zvikonzero zvamuri kupfungidzira kuti ndizvo zviri kukonzera izvi?
Ndinotanga ndinofungidza kuti vana vadiki sevanhu vasina kumbonyatsoona vanhu vakanga vakambobatwa nazvo mazuva vakanga vakazova nemaARVs. Saka kuti zvinhu zvinotonyatsokutotora upenyu hwavanhu vamwe vasati vanyatsokuzvigashira izvozvo. Chimwe chechikonzero chaizvozvo inyaya yeurombo, kushayikwa kwamabasa zvakare. Ufaini kuti vanhu vanenge vasina zvekuita, saka vanopedzisira vakupinda mukati memadrugs. Vazotora madrugs then vaakupedzisira vaakupinda kupinda mubonde rinenge risina kudzivirirwa. Ndo zvimwe zvezvikonzero izvozvo, because kana munhu adhakwa kana kuti abatwa nezvinodhakwa, haachichazowani mukana wokunge achafunga izvozvo, nokuti anongosvera akagara asina zvokuita. Ndo zvimwe zvezvikonzero zvandinofungidza kuti kunyanya kune vechidiki ava, ndonasokuti ndo zvinonyanyatsokuvabata izvozvo. Hello.
Yeah. Then pane vamwe vatambo taura navo earlier vari kuraramane utachiwana vanga vachichema chemawo vari kwamutare uko kuti at times mapirisi haazi kuwanikwa muzvipatara zvehurumende nokudaro vanoguma vakunotenga mapirisi aya kumafarmacies uye vanga vachichema nekuti anodhura. Iri sei situation yemapirisi nemishonga muzvipatara umu?
Zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka because access kuzozvowana kuti zvinowanika kupi. Unowana kutoti pane vamwe vanhu vakatokura chaizvo vasati vatomboziva kana kuzvaa kana kala yemapirisi iwavo kuti ane ruvara rupi, hapana munhu anotombonyatsokuziziva. Kureva kuti zvinhu zvisinganyatsowanika sezvinongoitawo umamwe womapirisi. Saka nenyaya yekuti kushomeka kwavo muzvipatara nekuzoti vanhu kana avamo havana access kwaari, vamwe vanenge vanoti vanotengesa kumusika kuna nambari yemusika uko vanenge vachingoti mapirisi. Saka ifaini kuti vanhu vanozotora pamwe nemadrugs anogona kunge asiri iwo, nenyaya yekuti anenge achitengesewa mumukoto. Hauzozivi kuti echokwadi ndehapi, asiri echokwadi ndehapi. Ndorimwe redambudziko futi rinenge riripo. Saka situation yacho kwandiri handingati yakadzikira. Tingangoti chirangadzikira nechekuti neimwewo vamwewo mamazera ati kure yaya nekuda kweexperience yavo yavakaona, munoona kuti pane behavior change ndeyatingagona kuti ndei inenge iri kutonyatsobatsira than pane nyaya dzekuti ava vanenge vatokabatwa kudhara kana vasina zvavanazvo, vasina mari, vanokwanisa kungorarama zvinhu zvakangooma saizvozvo.
Thank you there, Dr. Mira Nyupa line. Ntunga, we have a caller on the line. That is Rumbidzai Maunde, who I want to say is in Harare, and she's also with the organization Girls Legacy. Rumbidzai, thank you for joining us. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Rumbidzai? Hello? Okay, while we get that sorted out, Ntunga, let's go to Muzi Mukulu and just talk about the issue of stigma when it comes to HIV. How are you seeing it at a community level? Is there still a widespread stigma when it comes to those living HIV positive?
Yes, it is still evident because you still see people today who are going to access the treatment for HIV having reached a very critical stage in their illnesses. The reason why they are holding back and they're not going to access the treatment on time is because they feel like they are going to be excluded from society, treated like out. So the stigma is there. Amongst the community, it is there, even amongst health workers.
But why do you think so? Because, of course, you know, HIV is not something new. And over the years, the government and community level organizations like yourself have worked to handle this situation. But when it comes to the adolescents, it seems they would be the ones that have grown up seeing the strides that have been made in treating and being able to live while HIV positive. Why are young people and even health workers or even government still pushing that stigma in particular around young people?
It's really difficult to really point why. I think maybe it's because of lack of information. Like, in the organization that I represent, I'm a community health advocate, and we're in the country program where we're saying HIV and TB is a human rights issue. Once people understand that every person who has to access treatment, just like a person who has diabetes or cancer, when they go for treatment, it is their right. But sometimes when you find people that have, especially TB, even in their homes, in society, if it's at home, you find that they are separated from the rest of the household. They eat alone, they have their own cup, they have their own spoon. Those are the things that are still prevalent today, even after 10 years or almost 30 years of knowing that there's HIV and TB.
Thank you so much. Right there, just hold on the line. And Ntunga, I think we're hearing that we have Rumbidzai Maunde on the line. Rumbidzai, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line now. Are you?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us. Of course, we know you are with the organization Girls Legacy, and we are seeing here where there are statistics showing that young girls ages 14 to 24 are the most submissible to being infected with HIV. How are you seeing this as someone working with your organization?
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
As an organization, many things into action. Firstly, to never ever like, you know, to send an over an HIV.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have ignorance. Yes, I'm HIV positive. Saka, I would just spread it because in the natural. Saka, munaketa say, another yet not canceling your canyanista. As a vidge moyo, as what there is, there's a light compared to quacking, there is a better future ahead of her. Because we can see, sure, HIV and Yanisa Kuvanaskana from the age of 14, as you have said, from that age, Yakanyanisa. Especially from areas that are not growing, we have seen that some of them they are even dropping school just because of the lack of food, Mumba, the lack of for day to day basis. So you find out Mwaneka, I know so I get involved, HIV. I got HIV. We find out money, food, the other, I will spread it. I got you one, because of the circumstances around me. So he would try by all means to spread the HIV thing. Of which we have a bad society. I have to spread to the other next person, and the other next person will spread to the other. And we will take it. Our youth, Yatofa, of which we say as a youth are the leaders of tomorrow. How can we have the leaders of tomorrow? Can I tell you where I am like this? So as an organization, we are trying our best to think of our counseling. You know, I believe it helps a lot than giving someone something on the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dey. And we should also mention that according to the National AIDS Council, about 60% of all antiretroviral treatment patients are women.
Mm-hmm. And Rumbizai, if you can react to that.
Hello, Rumbizai, can you react to that? 60% of those on treatment are women. What do you make of that?
Yes, it's true. 60% are women, for sure. As I have said, it's also a very good thing that we are getting involved with things so influential to our careers. If I am going to school, I find out that the end and the senior Zakania thought you and the parent humbled the wounds and that's the company phone. And where did you get this phone from? And am I in the long of the secretary? Because I say, Zazi Mazuvan, but we are not considering good. Yes, Zazi Mazuvan, but Wambo Bunze, Garapa said, and Yungana, Mundi Bunze, where did you get that phone from? Because in English Koran, then I send it to you, it's not a peer press, Yazun's Wakasar. And then the Kasar is sure if I don't have a fancy phone, I don't have a nice hairstyle, I don't have a nice bag. I mean, then after the years in the Kasar, I need to look good with Kutiva Mivandu 107. Sometimes they're not even considered to the child. We have something new in the house. Where did she get it from? And the other thing, Bitcoin, they could take from the other side, Rivakazi, Varumeo, Yango Vakazi, Varume, Varuku, Varukuti, Vakayenda Kunze. Only the Varanita, they come and affect us as ladies. Of which, as ladies, we do not hear their voice. sezvamunongoziva kuti ukada kutaura kunzi mbama vakuda kuzivisisa nemunhu wechikadzi I remain so down andikwanise kutaura something chine musoro because ndagara ndatotsimbirirwa kudhara nababa okuchi ndikada kunomuripotera mapurisa kunzi tibva ubude uende unogara nemapurisa ako iwayo which we are having taka kutoona kuti nyaya yacho yatoo controversial zvisingaiti because inini handichakwanisa kunoripotiwa murume wako because ndikushingirira iwe tika marriage kangu kaya kagadzirike ndivone marriage semumwe womukadzi kunzo saka we find out kuti vakadzi vakawanda out there they are HIV positive but hakusi kuti kuda kwavo havo sometimes yes kune to the other side to higher side yes some of the ladies they are going out to search for HIV for themselves
thank you there let me
not even satisfied with it.
Thank you there, Rumbi. Let's we're running out of time, and let's give Ubabu Mzimkulu Nyoni Ituba. Ngingagayi guye skangele amanani lapha akhitshwa inhlanganiso ye National AIDS Council. Babika bona ukubana abantu abafika isigidi esisodwa 1 million 1.3 million. Baphila legciwane le-HIV eZimbabwe njalo ababulawa yilomkhuhlane bangu 63,000 ngomnyaka kuzothi inani lasebekhulile kumbe singathi ngama adults aku treatment yama ARVs bangu 618,000 abantwana bona bangu 46,000 then babika bona kubana abantandane ezibangelwe yilomkhuhlane zifika phose isigidi 889,000 njalo bathi of abantu bonke abelatshwa abaku ART i-60% ngabantu abangomama mnumzana Inyoni ungathini kwabanye emakhaya abaphila la leligciwane kanye labanye mhlawumbe abanakekela abaphila leligciwane le-HIV
ukuthi singalahlekelwa lithemba kubana ngesikhathi maybe izinto zizakulunga abantu bahlele ukuthi bana bathole i-full treatment ye-HIV esibuya ezitholakala kakhulu abantu labangomama okunye ngama-religious and cultural beliefs avele khona noba silize sesingambi thuthukile but uzathola ubana umama abanakho ubana bazenzele izinqumo even abendileyo labengenganga ubana bakhethe ubana babe lalokhu ukuthi bana bengazivikela emacansini.
Hayi, siyabonga mnumzana Inyoni ungayikatshana qhubeka usecingweni.
Mm-hmm. And doctor, just before we go on our break, let's get your take on some of these statistics that we're hearing from, in particular, the percentage of 60% of women that are taking ARVs. What's your take on that?
I actually agree with that because if you look at the conditions, especially of a girl child in our country, you find that they are actually being vulnerable, especially when it comes to the issue of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to agree with that. Since these women are also one of those people who are willing to go and have HIV AIDS test, you might find that there are also some men. To me, because I just want to challenge the statistics, that the majority of men, usually, they don't want to go for tests. So you might find that the statistics might not be very reliable.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, let's...
Because you find that...
Sorry, doctor, if you can just hold on the line there, we'll be taking just a very short break and we'll come back to you. Ntunga, of course, a very interesting topic there, getting tested and the issue of men failing to get tested.
Indeed. Now it's time to part ways with our radio listeners. But the party continues online, on the internet. Please, everyone, do stay on the line. We'll be right back.